Did you see, Alex,
who was back for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday? Did you happen to check an old waiver wire?
I did not.
See what the Chiefs were doing on the practice squad end of things to improve their roster?
Well, I know they signed Keontae Ingram back. Is that what you're talking about?
Not Keontae Ingram, a person who was much discussed on this show multiple times. And we'd love to take your thoughts. 913-586-7965. Mm-hmm. How big of an impact do you think that one Jody Fortson will have?
Jody Fortson is back with the Chiefs. Jody Fortson, who, of course, now it sounds like you probably forget, he's 28 years old at this point. He is a veteran tight end. He was with the Dolphins during preseason, and he got cut right before week one. He's a familiar face. He's a fan favorite, right? He's a fan favorite for many, many years. People tried to talk him up as if he was going to be, I would say, the guy that would have 7 or 8 touchdowns in the red zone and be a red zone threat, and unfortunately, his body failed him. But a fan favorite, why not? An extra body in the locker room as well. All that makes sense. It's fine. I think we all know by now, though, like reason expectations. 913-586.
Can we have reason expectations? We'll take your calls. 913-586-7965.
Yeah, we normally don't do calls, but I guess we have, looks like Nick in Colorado is on the show. Yeah, Nick in Colorado. You're on Cody and Gold.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, first off, I just want to say I love that y'all guys got an FM dial now, because now I can hear and I can listen to the show all the way out in Colorado. That thing, that sucker is powerful. And I was just hearing you talk about a guy who I think we are all very happy to see back in the Chiefs uniform. I mean, you know, so much has been happening in the world lately, you know, politically. Alex, I know you know what I'm talking about, right? We don't have to go there. But I think we all could use a little pick-me-up. Number 88 from Valdosta State. He brings the juice, folks. You know who I'm talking about. Jody Fortson! Woo! Go, Jody. Go, Jody. It's your birthday. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Let's go!
Nick in Colorado. It might sound familiar.
Big Jody Fortson guy.
Might sound familiar to some of you. He's back. He's back in Kansas City.
He demanded to come on this show the second that Jody Fortson has re-signed with the team.
He
saw
that news, and our good friend Nick in Colorado said, I gotta call in. And he called in this morning.
They got all the tight ends in the world, huh? Are they planning on, like, running 7 tight end sets? What the hell are they doing?
It is a little bizarre, right? I mean, Peyton Hendershot, been signed, released, signed. We know that Jared Wiley they drafted. Noah Gray got a contract extension. Travis Kelce is fine. It's just I think it's an extra body. Good vibes as well. But just in case.
He's been a part of other Super Bowl teams, so you can't argue with when Jody Fortson's back, this team starts playing better. Playoffs are around here.
Text line says, I'm glad Daddy called it.
I'll never forget. I honestly think by the time that all shook out, he was like more uncomfortable with it than we ended up being by the time it was done, because I made a weird song about it. Maybe we can bring him back for Father's Day.
Yeah,
you know?
The Jody Fortson was a listener and fan favorite there. So I'm glad we were able to bring him back. Him being Nick, by the way, I'm talking about. We didn't actually personally get Jody Fortson back to Kansas City, but we did.
I like
get
to
Nick.
Think in a way we helped.
Maybe
you know?
So, but people wanted to hear, I think, from Nick as well there. So that fit. Someone says, I'm out in Auburn, west of Topeka. No power lines. I can barely hear. How does that guy all the way in Colorado hear? I think he might have. Well, the Odyssey app, first of all.
Yeah.
I'm sure Nick listens every single day still to the show. Every single day.
Someone said Nick from the top turnbuckle.
John Cena.
That's right. Well done, Nick.